Union, its content and tone seem to be a bit of a wild card based on other public speeches and address. The Union, its content and tone seem to be a bit of a tonight's State of the Union, its content and tone seem to be a bit of a wild card based on other public speeches and addresses the president has conducted since being in office. Joining us now live with his thoughts and hopes for tonight's address is Colorado's Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
What do you think we will hear in tonight's State of the Union, and will it be different from what you maybe want to hear?
I think we're going to hear a president who really does want to try to bridge the partisan divide in Washington, D.C. I think for this past year, people have driven further and further into their partisan corners, and I think he'll use our opportunities to work together on things like infrastructure, transportation, to bring people together.
Yeah, and you think the tone will be a positive one, not like, you know, the criticisms about the inaugural address were that it was very a dark and negative tone.
I think, remember, he gave an address to a joint session of Congress about a year ago as well, and that was very well received. It was positive, and I think that's what we'll see tonight. I also think it's important for the president to highlight the tremendous success that the tax cut legislation we passed last year has already had on our economy. People seeing wage increases, people seeing bonuses, people seeing salary hikes. It really is driving investment in this country.
What do you think he will say, if anything, about immigration and DACA in tonight's State of the Union?
Obviously, from his guests, it sounds like he's going to talk about the need for border security, and I think that's a very universally agreed upon policy, that we need border security. I also think he's going to talk about his pledge to fix and address the DACA situation. He's talked about it last week, reaching out to a proposal very similar to what we had put together, and now I think he'll talk about that tonight. But I hope he does it from a very positive standpoint, and I think he can in an effort to bring this country together.
I'll ask you the same question I just asked Congressman Mike Kaufman 10 minutes ago. Do you have confidence, or what's your level of confidence, that something on DACA will get done and the Dreamers can stay in this country?
You know, yesterday I left a meeting with about 25 senators, Republicans and Democrats, who are committed to finding a solution. And so I am confident that we will get something done. I hope it's a robust plan that can address the president's four corners that he laid out. But that's what we have to do, is work together to find that solution.
Senator, you have any special guests with you tonight that are going to be in the audience?
You know, I've got a couple. I've got a young political, interested, up-and-coming politico. His name, Weston Eimer, somebody who's Jefferson County and just very interested in government at a very young age, and I like to encourage that. And also Don Brown, our state's agriculture commissioner. He's from my hometown, somebody I've known my entire life, but also I think represents a voice that hasn't been heard enough. The farm economy, rural economy, is lagging behind the rest of the economy, and as we celebrate the incredible unemployment and investment in urban America, we can't forget the forgotten corners of Colorado.
And your thoughts finally on the dozen or so lawmakers who say they're going to skip tonight's speech altogether?
I'm old enough to remember when Republicans were criticized for not participating in Barack Obama's State of the Union addresses. This isn't a time to divide. This is a time to bring the country together.
Senator Cory Gardner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.